इन्द्रियाणि मनो बुद्धिर् अस्याधिष्ठानमुच्यते एतैर्विमोह्यत्येष ज्ञानमावृत्य देहिनम्। सो दिस् भगवद्गीता 3.40। इन्द्रियाणि मनो बुद्धिर्
इन्द्रियाणि सेन्सेस्,
मनो द माइंड, बुद्धि इज द इंटेलिजेंस। अस्याधिष्ठानमुच्यते, अस्य अधिष्ठानम्, दिस मीन्स अस्य इज दिस लास्ट, अधिष्ठानम् दिस इज वेर इट इज सिचुएटेड, उच्यते, नो दिस टू बी द प्लेसेस। एतैर् विमोहयत्येष, एंड फ्रॉम हियर विमोहयत्य, फ्रॉम दिस वेर एष, दिस लास्ट डिल्यूड्स पीपल फ्रॉम हियर, ज्ञानमावृत्य देहिनम्। Again, well, the previous verse started with avritam jnanam, and this verse ends with same point, jnanam avritti dehinam. That is the emphasis. How lust is the enemy, how it acts, how it wounds us, how it ruins us. It is all through this particular point, that avritam jnanam. So that's why Krishna is emphasizing this. So, avritti dehinam, of the embodied living being. So how the knowledge gets covered. Now covering knowledge, what Krishna has talked about in the previous verse, avritam jnanam, that naturally is, you know, how can knowledge be covered? Now, we can say that my capacity to acquire knowledge can be covered. So for example, if somebody puts a blindfold on my eyes, then I cannot know where I am. So my seeing is covered, but I do still have the knowledge which I had in the past. But how can my knowledge be covered? Krishna is saying that actually lust takes over the instruments of not just acquiring knowledge, but also processing knowledge. So, now we acquire knowledge through the senses. So Krishna says lust is present in the senses, indriyani. And then after acquiring knowledge through the senses, we process that knowledge. And that is done in the subtle body through the mind and the intelligence. So Krishna says lust takes over that also. Now when we say that lust is situated, asya adhishthanam uchyate. So is it that lust is ruling these? Yes, in the conditioned stage, quite often lust takes over our intelligence, our subtle body, as well as our senses, and that's why our senses get spontaneously attracted to sense objects instead of getting attracted to other things. So, what we need to do is protect our senses from this sabotage. Sabotage means that actually what is happening is that we are in a situation where we ourselves can't see the truth. So if the senses are what are taken over by lust, then that means if we go into a room, the senses can see so many things. Senses can see the color of the wall, they can see the color of the tables. But if there is a sense object, the senses will immediately zero in on the sense object. So that's how, if an enemy, say, takes over a particular station, then what will the enemy do? Suppose we have got guns at that station, and with their guns were actually meant to attack the enemy, but the enemy will turn around those guns and fire those guns at us itself. So similarly, what happens is that when lust takes over our senses, then it directs the senses towards those directions where it will cause self-destruction for us. So that's the meaning of the senses. Quite often in the conditioned state, they just straight zero in on the sense objects. And then after that, when they say the mind is also taken over by lust, that means the mind immediately starts imagining Oh, how can I enjoy? Scheming. Actually, the mind is goes in wild imagination and it goes on a riot. And of course, nowadays, technology makes the rioting imagination of people publicly depictable and available to everyone. So, for example, when there are obscene videos, so essentially, you know, one person's imagination goes in dirty direction. That person's mind is conquered by lust, and that person's mind goes off in a fanciful direction. And then that person envisions it, and then that particular director shoots a movie and executes. So what is the dirty imagination inside becomes a video that is shot, and then that is depicted. So what happens is we not only have our own mind's writing imagination to deal with, but we also get people's lowest imaginations, worst imaginations, people's imagination in the riot comes in, and that also fuels our imagination. This is how the mind becomes all the more empowered in its wild rant, in its wild imaginations, and that's how we get trapped more and more. Often we find that our mind starts imagining things so quickly. Sometimes when we want to do some good activities, the mind seems to become super lethargic and doesn't imagine anything at all. It just stays frozen and inactive. Now, the way ahead of the solution to such a situation is what will be discussed in later verses. But here, let's focus on the buddhi part also. Now, in general, we think of the intelligence as the means to deal with lust, as the means to counter lust. So, but here Krishna is saying that lust has taken over the intelligence also. Now, what that means is, when lust has taken over the intelligence, that means when the senses taken over by lust zero in on the sense objects, when the mind taken over by lust starts imagining about how I can enjoy the sense object, then the intelligence taken over by lust starts planning how I can enjoy in a way by which I will get maximum pleasure and I will get into minimum or no trouble at all. So, for example, if somebody decides, oh, one starts imagining, one sees the sense object, one starts imagining, oh, and then one wants to get some further titillation. So, a person, say, decides that, okay, I will go on the net and surf. But while surfing obscene sites, one may get caught. Therefore, I will use private mode. I'll be invisible. Or that way, I will use a proxy server or whatever. There are so many ways by which people who have intelligence about how the internet tracking is done, and they try to cover their tracks. So often they think they're so clever, they're not getting caught. And even if they're not getting caught by anyone, but actually they're getting caught by their own desires. The desires' grip on them is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And that trap is actually such a deadly trap. It may take a long, long time to come out of that trap. Asha Pash Shatair Baddha, as Krishna will say later in the 16th chapter, when he speaks about lust, about material desires in general, he says there are hundreds of desires which are like nooses, which are like ropes which tie tightly. Shatair Baddha. So, in this way, lust entraps all of us by taking over the senses, the mind, and intelligence. So, etair vimohayatesha jnanam avritya dehinam. So, in general, we acquire knowledge through these three things. You know, we see a particular object. Say, if I see we see through our eyes. Actually, we see through our various, perceive through our various senses. All this is integrated and it's processed at the level of desires and memories in the mind. And it's further processed at the level of analysis and deliberation and decision making at the level of the intelligence. But all that is captured by lust. And that makes our situation extremely dangerous. So, it's like, suppose a person is fighting a war, and then there's a ship out in the aircraft out in the war field fighting against the enemy, and this pilot has to be guided by his own superiors, his own comrades. Say they are at the air tower or their other place. But suppose that very intelligence signal gets interrupted. So, suppose the Indian is fighting with Pakistani, the air fight going on. But when the Indian is supposed to get signals from an Indian, but if instead the intelligence is cracked and a Pakistani starts giving signals to an Indian, impersonating as an Indian, then that Pakistani will mislead the Indian right into the enemy fire and Indian will be killed. So, it is like that when not only is there external danger because of the presence of external sense objects, but our internal knowledge acquiring mechanism itself has been sabotaged. And that's why we need to conscientiously acquire knowledge from a pure source, from scripture, from Guru Sadhu Shastra. When we acquire knowledge, then our perspective stays clear. And then we are able to avoid the sabotage of our knowledge acquiring mechanism. And then with the pure knowledge that we get from Guru Sadhu Shastra, we can combat and eventually conquer lust. Thank you.